Millions of Australians will notice more money in their bank account next year after the federal government passed its $144 billion personal income tax package, income tax cut package. The Prime Minister says it's a win for working families, but Labor says it's reckless and a gift to wealthier Australians. So after rancorous scenes in the Senate, the scene is set for five looming by-elections and a federal campaign discussing income tax cuts. Shortly, the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, joins us. But first, here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Working families are being told they'll be better off come tax time next year.
This is the most comprehensive reform of personal income tax in a generation.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull declaring the government's seven-year income tax plan that passed Parliament today will assist millions of Australians.
It is fair, it's comprehensive, it is well thought out.
Under the changes, low and middle income earners will get up to $530 back when they file their tax return next year, and the threshold for the 32.5% tax bracket will be lifted to $90,000.
So the upfront winners are definitely low to middle income earners.
Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says the first stage of the government's income tax cut package will help Australians, but the benefits aren't that significant in the later stages of the plan.
There's been a lot said about how big those tax cuts are. Bracket creep keeps pushing that up. These tax cuts will essentially simply hand that back. And they don't actually change the share of who pays what in personal income tax. In Australia, that's mostly a nothing burger.
Under the second and third stages of the plan, there will be further changes to tax brackets. So by 2024, everyone earning between $41,000 and $200,000 a year would pay the same rate of tax, which is 32.5 cents in the dollar. But Chris Richardson says even though the tax plan is legislated, there is no guarantee all changes will come into effect. That's dependent on whether the budget can afford it.
It is an old mistake. Governments often promise things well into the future, and then if the economy changes, the budget changes, we can sometimes find ourselves trapped by that.
Well, today, the fiscal recklessness and addiction to unfairness of the Turnbull government is perhaps starker than it's ever been.
Labor supports the first part of the government's tax package, but Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says his party has a better plan.
In fact, we'll provide tax cuts almost double that in the year that follows if we come to office. But the Labor Party believes in responsible budgeting, prudent budgeting, careful budgeting. We don't believe in locking in unaffordable promises 6 and 7 years in advance.
It's starting to sound like there's an election on the horizon. The two major parties trying hard to convince voters that their income tax plan is better. Treasurer Scott Morrison used Question Time to fight back against Labor.
The Labor Party, too much tax is never enough for them. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason, and we all know it on this side.
Senator Griffith.
They cannot control their spending. It just goes up and up and up.
But it's not only the Coalition and Labor making a pitch to voters over tax cuts.
I'm going to take credit for this as well, because I was one of the senators that actually has supported this.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's vote was integral in the government getting its tax plan over the line. That had Labor's Penny Wong fuming.
Let's be clear what Senator Hanson and others have done today. What she ought to know is that the tax cuts that she is now voting for will ensure that the people of Wentworth do very well and the people of Longman do very badly.
But Senator Hanson maintains she made the right decision.
Teachers, plasterers, electrical trades, these people are the ones that Labor were forgetting about to actually support them. I'm not going to apologise for anyone.
Senator. While the Centre Alliance Party is already on the defensive over its decision to support the government's income tax cut plan in full.
Our hands were tied and we were forced to choose the good over the perfect.
Stirling Griff says they had no choice, but he's hopeful some of the changes to tax brackets won't go ahead.
We would rather see low and middle income earners get that promised money in their pocket rather than watch the whole package be dumped, as the holier-than-thou Greens and to an extent Labor were prepared to do.
Centre Alliance Senator Stirling Griff, Stephanie Boris with our report.